Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Bill Goodwin, the music of Meredith Wilson and his orchestra, Margaret Brayton, Lou Merrill, and our happy postman. Well, as we look in at the Burns home today, we find George engrossed in the morning newspaper.
Why don't you read the paper out loud, George, so I can discuss world affairs and current events with you?
You discuss world affairs?
Yes.
Gracie, there's only one thing in this paper that would interest you. They've got a hat sale at the May Company.
Well, for your information, Mr. Smarty, I would much rather sit here and discuss Russia or the political situation than go to that hat sale.
You mean that?
Well, certainly. All the best hats were grabbed when the store opened this morning.
I'll bet they were Dillies.
Would you like to see them?
You've already been to the hat sale?
Well, don't forget the early bird gets the worm.
That sounds like a hat you'd pick out, all right.
Oh, now, come on, George. Let's sharpen our wits with a good old rough-and-tumble discussion of the news. Read some headlines.
No, thanks.
Oh, darling, forget that I'm your wife and think of me only as a great newspaper columnist. If you were married to Walter Winchell, what would you discuss with him?
A divorce.
Oh, George. Now, come on. Shoot some international problems at me and watch me knock them off.
All right, brain thruster. You asked for it. Here's one. It looks like Russia wants a piece of turkey. What should be done about it?
Let them wait till Thanksgiving like everyone else. Second question.
How can automobile manufacturers speed up production?
Make more automobiles. Third question.
Will Truman run in 1948?
If people don't stop hounding him, he may start running before them. Fourth question.
To stop inflation, how can husbands keep their wives from buying so many new clothes?
Fifth question.
I like the fourth question.
Maybe you better give me the paper, huh?
I thought so.
Oh, here's the Hollywood news. My goodness. There were 10 couples married in Hollywood yesterday.
Good.
Yeah, but 10 couples are getting divorced today.
Same number.
Same couples.
I see.
Oh, here's an interesting item. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer is going to make a picture out of that best-selling book, The Hucksters. And they're trying to get Clark Gable for the lead.
Sounds great.
But that book is all about radio. Why pick Gable?
Because she's handsome, talented, and loaded with sex appeal. That's why.
But I know a man who has the same qualifications plus 15 years' experience in radio.
You mean...
His initials are GB, and I don't mean Jack Benny.
You mean me?
Exactly. Well, you'd be perfect as the lead in The Hucksters. Well, now, let's look at your qualifications. You know all about radio. Check.
Check.
You're a fine actor. Check.
Check.
You're good looking. Check.
Check.
You love to give your wife money. Check.
Check. Wait a minute. What's that got to do with it?
Oh, nothing, but I thought as long as I had you rolling, I'd throw it in.
Forget this silly idea, Grayson. They'll never consider me if they can get Gable.
Oh, they will, too. Come in.
Good morning, all.
Oh, good morning, Meredith. Meredith, you're the first to hear the news. George is going to be a movie star.
Oh, Gracie.
He is?
Yes, he's got to replace Gable.
Golly, do you think he's the right shape?
Well, sure, he's built like Clark Gable.
Oh, Gable. I thought you said Grable.
Believe me, that makes just as much sense. Gracie has a wild idea that I should be the leading man of the Hucksters, but I want no part of it.
Well, gosh, George, if I had a chance to be a movie star, I'd jump at it. My girl Goldie'd be awfully impressed.
You've got a girl, Meredith?
Yeah. She's a waitress at Joe's Swordfish House. Formerly Joe's Steakhouse.
Well, Meredith, have you told her you love her?
Oh, I haven't gotten up the nerve to speak to her yet. But it's wonderful just to sit there and thrill to the touch of her hand.
The touch of her hand? How do you manage that?
I pour soup on my shirt and she wipes me off.
Meredith, that's no way to start a romance. Look, kid, I'm going to buy a book called How to Make Love.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea, George. And after you've read it, lend it to Meredith.
I'll do that.
I'll answer it. Meredith, you talk to George and try to convince him that he should replace Gable.
Very well, Gracie. Now, George, if I were you...
Good morning, Mrs. Burns. Here's your mail.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Postman. Say, I want to see if you agree with me on something.
What is it, Mrs. Burns?
Well, I read that Clark Gable was going to play the lead in The Hucksters. But I know another man who'd be much better. He's the Gable type, only handsomer and more virile. You know who I mean.
Oh, sure. But if I quit this job, I'll lose my pension.
Oh, no, I didn't mean you, Mr. Postman.
But you gave a perfect description of me. And I can just hear the slogan ringing forth now. The postman's back and Garson's got him.
But your wife, Bertha, is awfully jealous.
Yes, you're right. She changed that slogan to, Garson's dead and Bertha did it.
Well, there's nothing for you to worry about, Mr. Postman, because the man I have in mind to replace Clark Gable is my husband, George Burns.
Your husband?
Yes.
Well, goodbye, Mrs. Burns. Remember, keep smiling.
I can see the headlines now. George Burns replaces Clark Gable as star of The Hucksters. I think I'll call the Luella Parsons.
Just a minute, Gracie. I'm not going to replace Gable. Now forget it.
But, darling, the part is made for you. It's all about radio, and you're Mr. Radio.
Me?
Oh, yes. Before you came along, radio was a toy, a plaything. People laughed at it. But believe me, when you came on the radio, they stopped laughing.
Yeah.
And not only were you a pioneer, but you're still the number one man. Why, the president of NBC told me that television would collapse without you.
He said television would collapse without me?
Yes, sir. He said, Mrs. Burns, your husband, practically single-handed, is holding up television.
I wonder how he meant that.
No, he meant that you're great, the greatest man in the history of radio.
Oh, honey, don't say that. What would we do if it hadn't been for the inventor, Marconi?
We'd eat spaghetti. Besides, what's that got to do with radio?
Nothing. I lost my head. Now, look, Gracie, granted I know the radio business backward and forward, but that doesn't mean I can replace Clark Gable. Why, Gable is a foot taller than I am and twice as handsome.
On the screen, yes. But that's all trick photography and stuff.
Hmm.
Take off Gable's built-up shoes and he probably stands 4'10".
Gracie.
The terrific figures you see on those screen heroes are not theirs. Why do you think they have to get to the studio so early in the morning? To be made up? No, to be laced up.
Look.
At least you wouldn't have to do that, George.
Well, no.
I could lace you up at home like I always do.
Gracie, you've got an exaggerated idea of how much they change movie stars' looks.
No, I haven't. They stick putty noses on them, false eyelashes, toupees.
Honey, relax. Believe me, Clark Gable looks just the same in person as he does on the screen.
Oh, George, how little you know of Hollywood. Well, with a little makeup, they can make a person look years younger. How old would you say I looked in my last picture?
About 25.
Now, you see, they can make you look older, too.
Honey, if Gable wasn't tall and handsome, he couldn't take out all those beautiful actresses. I don't think they use any tricks on him.
They use tricks on all of them. Look at Johnny Weissmuller in those Tarzan pictures.
Now, don't try to tell me that he wears built-up shoes. He goes barefooted.
Oh, sure. Well, they've got another trick to make him look big. You know those lines he's always grappling with?
Yeah.
Those aren't lines. Those are Cocker Spaniels made up.
Gracie.
Oh, I don't say it's only men they use tricks on. Take Betty Grable. Her legs look pretty nice on the screen, huh?
And how?
Well, trick photography. From the waist up, it's Grable. From there down, it's Errol Flynn.
Forget it. And forget all this stuff about Gable being short and chubby. Believe me, in person, Gable is tall, handsome, and terrific. And now I'm going to the cigar store. See you later.
I won't forget it. I'm going to call Clark Gable and talk to him about this. Where's that phone book? Here. Gable. Ah, here we are. Gable, Arthur, Gable, Betty, Gable, C. That must be Clark. When I tell him about George, I'll bet he'll be glad to step aside.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Gable there?
Yeah, just a minute, I'll call him.
On second thought, I'm kind of curious to see Mr. Gable in person.
Okay, come on over, he's right here.
Oh, all right, goodbye.
Goodbye. Hey, Charlie, some woman is coming over to see you.
Yeah, probably a dame who left something in the back of my taxi cab. You ain't jealous, are you, baby?
Jealous of you with that puss of yours? You could put Lena the hyena in your taxi cab and she wouldn't give you a tumble.
Oh, yeah? Listen, I haul them movie dames around in my cab, and then I have to come home and look at your kisser.
Why, you broken-down hack driver? I'll push him inside.
Shut up.
Don't you tell me to shut up, Charlie.
Shut up.
And you thought I'll punk along?
Yeah.
Hello, is Mr. Gable here?
I'm Gable.
You?
Sure.
I knew it. They can work miracles.
Huh?
How tall are you, Mr. Gable?
5'3", what?
Imagine wearing heels a foot high. How much do you weigh?
310 pounds, but
Oh, you poor man. How those laces must hurt.
Look, lady,
and your face. I wouldn't have believed Putty could do it.
Lady, would you mind telling me what you're talking about?
Well, frankly, Mr. Gable, you're not quite what I expected. Do you really take those Hollywood actresses around?
Oh, plenty of them. I took Lana Turner to the truck last week, and just last night I took Lauren Bacall to the Macumba.
My goodness.
Then I drove her home and she slipped me $5.
She paid you?
They all do. I ain't hauling them around for nothing.
But Lauren Bacall is married to Humphrey Bogart.
So what? He came along, too.
How modern.
Hey, look, what you come to see me about, lady?
Well, it's about my husband, George Burns.
Oh, you want me to take him someplace?
Oh, no, you wouldn't enjoy it. He's a terrible dancer.
I don't get it.
No, well, all I want you to do, Mr. Gable, is to say that my husband can play the lead in The Hucksters.
So let him play it. What's it to me?
Well, can I tell him you said that?
Well, sure, but I don't see what...
Oh, thank you, Mr. Gable. Thank you a million times. You'll never regret your generosity. Goodbye.
What a dame. If this wasn't Hollywood, I'd say she was nuts.